You're tuned in to A Different Spirit, the show that's designed to encourage you to live your best life as a single. Join our host, Afi Pittman, for conversations that will provide you with the practical insights you need to live in victory and in a different spirit.
Welcome to A Different Spirit. I am your host, Afi Pittman, and I want to take just a quick moment to tell you who I am and why I do what I do. I'm currently active duty Navy. I am a Naval Supply Corps officer, and I am stationed in Virginia Beach, Virginia. I'm the creator of Author of Faith Enterprises, which I created to speak to the hearts of today's singles, especially single women. I'm a single woman. So I do what I do because I truly do believe that God blesses people of what he calls a different spirit. And what that means is that you are willing to learn and apply his principles to all areas of your lives to the best of your ability. I believe, because of the things that God has taught me while in my single season, that there's no better time to adopt this spirit and learn how to live your best life as a single, even while you're still single. So I've designed this show to present guests and topics that are going to help you do just that, live your best life while you prepare, actively prepare in God's way for Mr. or Mrs. Right. So today we're discussing what it means to be truly single and ready and waiting for Mr. or Mrs. Right. I know it's so easy to get caught up in the wrong relationships because you desire to just be with the right person, but today's guest, Mrs. Tanika Chambers, has a powerful testimony of how God transformed her into a woman who was truly single and then ready to meet her Mr. Right, Mr. Robert Chambers. Tanika is a published author, sought-after speaker, singles counselor, and the host of the Single Ready and Waiting show. Tanika is engaging, humorous, with a lively personality upon introduction. She's authentic, passionate, grounded, and has a holistic Christian viewpoint on life and relationships. Her sound advice has helped many to avoid what she calls relationship collisions and find the road that leads to a purposeful relationship in marriage. At the end of her single, ready, and waiting season, she met the love of her life, Robert Chambers, and married him in 2009. Now she is more passionate than ever to encourage singles to be patient, uncompromising, and confident as they wait for God's best, knowing that he has, as what she says, a master plan with her name on it. So welcome to the show, Tanika, and thank you so much for joining me.
Okay, I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. So now you have an amazing testimony of how God transformed your life while you were still single. Can you tell us a little bit about that transformation and how that maybe led to what you do today?
All right. Well, you know what? Childhood was rough. I had some areas there where I had to pretty much deal with on my own. And holding that within inside, and then getting into adolescence, and then teenage, you know, and then becoming, you know, and then turning 21. And so my transformation during that period, I dealt with a lot of insecurity, low self-esteem. I didn't really know what my value, my worth was, things like that. And basically, I was naive at 21. As I said, was lacking the confidence that I needed at that time. Went to university, came back from university, and I really, even though I thought I had an idea of what I wanted and who I wasn't completely sure. So you can imagine being in that place, somewhat confused, somewhat even unhappy. I had holes within myself, as I said, you know, the holes that I looked to others to fill, things like that. And it became really what I call a collision when I met a particular person in my life, a relationship. I say, are you going towards, you know, a purposeful relationship, a courting relationship, or are you going towards a collision? And so everything that I went through childhood, adolescence, they all added up and affected my choice in I guess, the person that I selected. And so as a young girl as well, dealing with issues with my father, things like that, it was almost like I wanted to replace that relationship that I wish I had with my father with this person that I got into a relationship with. So, I mean, I went through so much. I definitely knew that there was greatness on the inside. I knew from, even though I didn't accept Christ yet until I was actually 21, and I remember just God speaking to me and letting me know that I was different. You talk about different spirit. This is your show. I mean, I thank the Holy Spirit for that right now. He just revealed that to me. He told me that I was different, and I didn't fully understand. And when you're different and when there's greatness on your life, you try to fit in and you're not fitting in, and you wonder, why do I not fit in? It's because you weren't meant. You weren't meant to fit in. Glory to God. And so I'll just stop right there. But that's part of the transformation. And now I'm just that strong, confident woman, loving. Before I couldn't receive love. Now I'm the person that just can receive love. I can give love. And it's just awesome. And God transformed for me because he made me truly single. And that is whole without holes. That's the definition that God gave me for being truly single. And that is basically knowing your identity is in Christ. You're not looking to other people to fill any holes. You're allowing the Holy Spirit, you're allowing his love to fill those areas in your life. And so you are complete from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet through Jesus Christ. And that's transforming already as it is.
So to the listeners, I told you we got a powerful testimony on our hands. And I will say, moment of transparency, your story, Tanika, was one of the stories that helped me realize just how much of what I say I was a hot single mess I was before I came into a place of contentment and realizing, like you said, you know, all of the different things that add up to where you are and where God is showing you where you are supposed to be. And then there's still that gap. There's still that gap that you got to deal with. You have to figure out. You have to let him show you how to get there. But, you know, I know you don't want people to be a hot single mess. I don't either. I know that you have got some good information for us, and we are going to take a quick break. Tanika, for the listeners who want to know more about you, give us your website and contact information.
All right, so it's www.singlereadyandwaiting.com. That's my website, and you can just go there. I do have another Facebook page, Whole Without Holes Counseling. Thank you.
Thank you, Tanika. And for the listeners, we will be right back to continue our discussion on living happy and whole as a single, living whole without holes, and being truly ready for Mr. or Mrs. Right.
Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back to give you more encouragement, inspiration, and life strategies.
Welcome back to A Different Spirit. For the listeners who are just tuning in, we are talking to Mrs. Tanika Chambers, founder of Single Ready and Waiting, and we are talking about living without holes, being whole as a single before you meet your Mr. or Mrs. Right. So now, Tanika, in your book, you talk about relationship collisions and potholes. Can you give us a few examples of those, like maybe the most common ones you see in the singles you counsel, or maybe even the singles that you just meet and you minister to?
Definitely. Okay, just for clarity, I'm going to explain what is a pothole. Okay, so a pothole is basically when you get stuck. Okay, you're stuck in a dead-end relationship. You could be stuck with someone who was just not God's will for you. You're stuck, and you're just not going anywhere anytime soon. So, for clarity, let me start off by explaining what is a pothole. A pothole is when you're stuck, okay? You're stuck in or outside of a courting relationship, okay? You could be stuck in a dead-end relationship. You could be stuck because you're with someone that is not God's perfect will for your life. Okay, so there's many reasons, but the number one pothole that I come across the most in counseling that I help many to get unstuck with is I help them, most single ladies especially, to understand that dating is not a relationship. Yes, you can tell the world, you can tell everyone that you heard that from me, Tanika Chambers. I said dating is not a relationship, and the reason why I say that is that many people get it confused. It's not, sometimes dating doesn't have a clear purpose or intent, okay? For instance, the ladies, they go on a few dates with a guy and they think they're in a relationship, okay? I know, I've been there, okay? But it's not. And so the males, they don't consider it as a relationship. They consider it just as someone they're getting to know, okay? So I like to dispel that right away just so that ladies are clear and they understand. The only time it moves past dating into something that's meaningful to a guy is when he actually says, like, he wants to take it to the next level with you, okay? So there's actually, I go into that further later on in my book about what kind of conversation, what that can look like, so you know you're no longer in that fog. And so another pothole that I speak highly about as well is failing to include God's counsel while getting to know someone. This is pothole number two. So many, as Christians, fail to include God, who really knows everything about this person. And we think he doesn't. And so we just ignore taking it to the Lord in prayer, and then we just get right into, you know, jumping into relationships with people that God has not ordained or authored for our life. So that's pothole number two, failing to include God's counsel while getting to know someone.
Wow. And those are good. Those are really, really good. And what struck me, I know when I read your book, is, you know, the fact that we do kind of think that certain things equal a relationship, but it amazes me how different men and women are. Like, when men want to go there with you, they will show it and they will say it. So until you see that, don't assume.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. And when they tell you they're not ready for a relationship, believe them.
Yes. Yes. That too. So now you also talk about courting in your book, and that's really not a term that you hear a lot of people, even sometimes in Christian organizations, use. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I say that because today we, quote unquote, date. So in your opinion and experience, what's the difference between courting and dating?
Okay. Well, just like online dating isn't for everyone, because a lot of singles say, that's not for me, and I get it. I say that dating as well is not for everyone. Okay, so I'm going to get into more of the differences here. Just after my relationship collision, you know, I really asked God. I said, God, you know, I'm tired of going in and out of relationships, things like that. And so I said, God, show me what your design is. What would you like me to know? How to proceed from here regarding relationship? And so he led me to the love stories of the Bible, and I actually go into that in the chapter in my book, Dating or Courting. Are you dating or are you courting? And what I noticed was that God brought men and women together romantically for a purpose, and that purpose was often, usually, marriage. And so it made me to look over my dating experiences, and I realized, wait a minute here, all those people that I dated, I didn't even marry. Okay, yeah. So I saw that, you know what, like, I wasn't even ready for marriage, yet I was engaging and doing stuff that should be reserved for marriage. What am I doing? Mm. And so today people date for a number of reasons. It could be because they're lonely. They want to fill the time. You know, they know they're not with the right one, but they just want something to do. Men, they just sometimes they just date. They lead the woman on, you know, with there's no intention of marrying, leading the woman on, and then the woman, because they want to keep this relationship, have sex. All different stuff happens, and as I said before, the woman thinks it's a relationship when it's not, and so I think that the intention is not clear when it comes to dating, in my opinion, and so people even stay in a dating relationship, dating situations, because I don't call it relationship, dating situations longer than they need to, and so I feel that even with dating, you don't really meet the real person. Like, the real person hasn't showed up yet. The real person actually shows up when they have an intent to really put, you know, invest in a relationship. That's when you start seeing the real person. And that's what I consider getting when you're into that courting stage. So people are pretending, doing all sorts of stuff in the dating area and going from relationship to relationship. And I feel that courting is with the intent of marrying. Now, so a question that I always ask is, how many people can you date at the same time? How many do you think?
Wow. Most, I would say, with the concept of dating, you can date as many as you want to. I think that's the answer that a lot of people, you know, I think that I've heard some people say date, you know, more than one person at a time, but,
Right. And the key word is you said they, but the truth of the matter is many, when you ask the individual, they say, no, you should date one person at a time. And especially the ladies will say that because they're emotionally getting involved with this person. So they don't want to know that you're out here dating her, this Sally, you know, Sharon, and they don't want, and men, especially when men see a woman with a whole bunch of guy friends, they're already, that's a red flag for them. They don't want a woman they're getting to know to be dating a number of men. So what I usually say is, even when I ask them one-on-one, they usually say one at a time. But what I talk about with friendship, you can have more than one friend at a time, and this is no benefits. This is friendship with no benefits. And that's the first stage that I highlight in my book, which is the first stage of courtship. First stage of courtship is the friendship stage, not dating. You're gathering information. You're getting to know them. You have boundaries. You know your worth. You know what you're looking for. And as you're spending that time and getting to know someone, and later on when we get into how I met my husband, I would love to share how that process works. So I'll kind of stop right there. But basically, courting is with the intent of marriage. It's not vague. You know what you're in. And this person has communicated to you exactly that, you know what, I see you as someone I would like to get to know. My purpose, you have a lot of qualities that I see in a wife and a husband. I want to get to know you in that way and go into a purposeful relationship. It's clear.
Oh, and thank you for clarifying that, because I know a lot of singles, you know, kind of like I was saying, they have the concept of dating. You can date as many people you want to because you're getting to know these people. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, they're still kind of foggy on, you know, when you're dating somebody, they're really your friend. You know, they kind of don't look at it as friendship. You
right,
know,
exactly.
So you treat that person
exactly.
as a friend.
Exactly.
And then there are people who you get to know and you court them.
Exactly, exactly. And people will be kissing all they're dating, the people that they're dating. That's not God's plan. That is not God's plan. So, yeah.
Thank you for clarifying that. So we are going to take a quick break. Tanika, again, if you can give us your website and contact information for the listeners who might want to get in contact with you and get more information about what you do.
Okay, great. My website is www.singlereadyandwaiting.com. You can go there and find out everything. My YouTube channel, I have Single Ready and Waiting, and my Whole Without Holes Counseling Facebook page. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, and we'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back to give you more encouragement, inspiration, and life strategies.
Welcome back to A Different Spirit. For the listeners who are just tuning in, we're talking to Mrs. Tanika Chambers, founder of Single Ready and Waiting. We have talked about dating versus courtship, what it means to have friends, the things you do with your friends, and then what you reserve for a courting relationship and a marriage relationship. We are getting some good advice from a married woman of God who has gone this road and can give us some insight on how to conduct ourselves as singles to get the best outcome, which is marriage. So now, Tanika, you have some great videos for singles on your YouTube page. One of my personal favorites is how you can know if the person that you're dating or courting could be someone who, as we say, is the one. And I know one thing that kind of used to get me was when you ask people, well, how did you know that that was your husband and your wife? It's kind of like, well, you just know. I'm like, well, okay, well, I don't think you just know. Can you break it down? And then they can't. So that's why I love that video. So if you could tell us some of the ways that we can tell if he or she is the one.
Okay. Well, I call them five telltale signs that, you know you're with somebody that is definitely a potential courter. And, So number one is he different than any other person you have been in a relationship with? Okay. When I mean different, I mean this in a positive way. He's not like, you know, the other men that you've encountered in the past or other ladies that you've encountered in the past. They are different. Positive qualities. For instance, if you were with people in the past that were controlling, manipulating, this person is not. They give you that freedom, space to be who you are. This person's just healthy. They're just healthier than any other person you've been with, okay? There's someone you could be yourself with. They desire to please God. They're patient, understanding. They kind, you know, some people in the past, you were always second best. But with this person, they make time for you in their busy schedule. They are emotionally, spiritually, and financially stable and ready for a relationship, things like that. So there's just, those are just key things. This person is different than what you're used to. And that could be, scare some people off at first, but embrace change. Embrace something new, because it could be definitely be a new person, which is perfect for you. And number two, what he says, okay, actually what he does, impresses you more than what he or she says, okay? So the question is, you know, he can have an intellectual conversation with you. He's good with the gab, all that stuff. He can say all the right things, but can he remember important details about you, important details about your life, important details about your best friend that you keep on talking about in, on the phone, you know, things that you like, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
I know, you know, just really the nice things. He's considerate. He actually, he knows where you work. He knows, you know, he notices there's like a bakery across the street from your work. So he goes there and buys like, you know, something out of the bakery and gives it to you. Or he hears that you have a favorite dessert or a favorite something, and he goes out of his way to do that kind of stuff. I mean, the things he does, not what he says. What does he do that really impresses you more than what he says? Okay, and if you're starting to see him doing some stuff that's very considerate, kind, and these kind of things, that's good. You can tell that he would treat you well. Now, I do have to put in there, Effie, that sometimes there's some men who could be very controlling that do these kind of things in the beginning. I'm just throwing this out, because they seem to be the knight in shining armor, and they just seem to be very sly and know what to do. This is why you need the Holy Spirit to continue to pray and seek God as you're getting to know this person. You continue to pray and put it before the Lord, because the God can reveal and what is counterfeit from what is truth. Okay, and so here's another. They make you feel great about yourself. This is key. If you're with someone who's just nitpicking at you all the time, it's like, why are you with me then?
Exactly.
Go with somebody else. So, you know, the person critical of you, nitpicking, and this is for men too. Women can do that to a guy too. Nitpicking at them, you don't make money enough, you don't do this enough, all that kind of stuff. All it's going to do is tear you down. It's going to tear down your self-esteem, self-confidence. When you're right around the right person, it builds your confidence. It builds your self-esteem, all these things, because no one wants to be around someone that constantly puts them down and doesn't appreciate their value. So you want to make sure that when you're with this person, you feel great. You feel better by being with them, okay? And that goes for friendships too, okay? Even friendships. And so here's another. You feel comfortable talking about any and anything, okay? So that's another thing. You don't feel judged or belittled in any way. You have the liberty to share. And that's what successful marriages have. There is an environment where you can be yourself. You can share. And if you can do that on the onset, in the courting, in the beginning, then guess what? When you get married, it's not going to change. It's going to continue. That same thing is just going to continue, that openness and honesty. And you can talk about anything. If they're like your best friend, BFF. Okay, you could, everything happens, you're talking to him, and he's a great listener, you're a great listener, things like that. And the fifth one I would say is, are you attracted to the person? Now, at first you're probably thinking, oh my God, I have to be attracted to this person or else it cannot work. Well, yeah, put on the brakes right there, because I tell you what, it does happen, love at first sight, okay, but at the same time, the Bible talks about that the beauty, but it is fleeting, right? The outer man is fleeting. I believe that's right. In the book of Proverbs. So don't get caught up in how the person looks, because they're going to get older and they're not going to look as sharp and as fine as you met them. So don't get caught up in those things. What you want to pay more attention to is their character. Man, when their character shines so much bright, it just makes it even more attractive. But I did interviews with married women on a blog, on my single ready and waiting blogspot.com. And I asked them, you know, was it love at first sight and stuff like that? And the majority of them admitted to not having any attraction at first, okay? But it was after time, getting to know them and the great qualities that they had, and that's when the attraction came, but it was not there initially. So that's something that I say to people too, because that's another telltale sign, is if their character, everything about them attracts you even more than how they look, that's good. That's good, and you should be open to that. And if the person happens to have the looks as well as the character, that's awesome too.
Wow.
That's awesome too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a trend that I've noticed too, especially with Christian women who are in godly marriages. I remember one particular friend told me, she was like, I was not feeling my husband at all. I was like, what do you mean you weren't? And then she told me, like, you know, their story, and they have this amazing story of how they met and, you know, how God just basically had his hand on every part of their relationship, and now they're married with children. But she said, yes, Afi, I just, you know, I even told him at one point that this was not going to work. But, you know, God really had their hand on the two of them dating. And I guess, you know, he just wanted that. He wanted them to be together. And now they just, I think they have a marriage that's exemplary for other people, you know, who really want to do this long term. You know, they want to commit to a marriage that is lifelong. So, yeah, that's a trend that I've noticed too.
Yes, exactly. And I mean, there's so many stories of people having this high, strong passion, and it drives them nuts, meaning like they even lose God. The person becomes an idol instead of God because of this passion.
Yes.
It's so strong, it just pulls you away. So sometimes there's some things that's just too intoxicating. You got to say, this is too much. This is going to take me away from God. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Yeah, yeah. And so, no, last but definitely not least, I want you to tell the listeners about how you and Rob met. That was a truly inspiring story for me as a single. And I think that it would be inspiring for singles as well who may not know you and what you do, and also who may not know that it is possible to meet godly men and women and have a godly marriage.
It is possible to do things God's way. It is possible to meet that person that your heart's desire and that you deserve. But the first thing is you got to know that you deserve it, because when you know that you can deserve it, that you deserve God's best, you're willing to wait for it. You're willing to keep those boundaries in your life to guard your heart. So here I was, I kissed dating goodbye, and I said, Lord, you know, make me over again. You know, prepare me. I want to be truly single, whole without holes. And that's when God started that transformation within myself. And, not knowing that I would be a counselor today, I decided, instead of going around that same mountain over and over again, I said, Lord, I want to find a counselor, because I want to deal with some of my issues. I want to get whole, and I want to be all that I can, be my best me for my next relationship. And so, of course, who would have told me that the very day that I decided that I would go and find a Christian counselor, made my appointment, went to the building, if someone told me I was going to meet my husband at the door, I would have laughed. I would have laughed and said, yeah, right. But that's exactly what happened, folks. Mm. That's exactly what happened. Here I am going to the door. Robert is coming with like a whole bunch of, he has instruments and all sorts of things in his hands. And of course, anyone would, you know, that's just kindness. You say, I said to him, do you need help? Not knowing that I was going to be his helpmate. Do you need help? I opened the door. You know, I almost felt like it was like Isaac when Abraham sent his servant out to find a wife for Isaac. Abraham sent a servant for a wife for Isaac, and Rachel came, right? Or was it Rebecca? I think it was Rebecca. Rebecca or Rachel? I have to get that one right.
I think it was
anyway,
Rebecca.
Was it Rebecca? Yeah, Rebecca.
I think so.
So I felt like her. Here I am. Do you need help? You know, and open the door for him, come inside, and we have small talk in the elevator. He wasn't trying to pick me up or anything. He was just asking me, which is, you know, how are you? Basic control, what's your name? And, oh, okay, well, you go to this college, because it was a college. No. Small talk. I said, okay, take care. My floor came, I got out, and I thought to myself, what a nice guy. That's all I said, what a nice guy. And I even went home and told my sister about it. And I'm thinking, why would I tell my sister about someone? I never even got his number or anything. So that's when I knew something, that, you know, looking back, I knew something was stirring up. Anyway, I was still on my journey to becoming truly single, ready, and waiting. And T believes just like a baby is in her mother's, the baby's in the mother's womb, and they're in there for 9 months. Do you know that it was 9 months later that I actually met him again? And that's when our relationship flourished. That's when we started our friendship. It's so many details. We don't have time. It's all in my book and throughout the book, Single, Ready, and Waiting. Just 9 months later, when I was truly single, ready, and waiting, God, by divine providence, allowed us to meet again at a concert, Robert's concert, actually, because he came up with a CD release. And the Lord led me to that concert. And from then on, we built a friendship. And here comes the stages now. We were friends. Even though, yes, I did have a sense of knowing, and those five telltale signs were going off constantly, green light, green light, green light. And, of course, I wanted to, that tendency is, oh, my God, let's rush ahead. But, no, I made sure this time, because I realized that I am under God's submission. He knows everything about Robert, and I'm trusting him for his direction and his perfect timing. And I even say that in my book, that just because you met the person and you know that it's the will of God, you still, even when the person is in view, you still sometimes have to wait.
Yeah.
Even if there is nobody there, even if the person's in front of you, sometimes you still got to wait because God has a perfect time to bring you together. And he wants to reveal more about this person so you know what you're saying I do to, right? So
yeah.
We took that time, and we built our friendship for 6 months. Robert says to me, Tanika, see, here it comes. Here comes Robert now having a conversation. I want to take to another level. His language is really, I want to court you, okay? And so he wants to take another level. I see you as somebody I really can see marrying. We had this actual conversation. Ladies, this conversation can happen for you, okay? So this conversation happened, and I said, let me go to God, my Father, and see what he says. I went back to the Lord. I prayed on it, and God told me, not yet. He said, continue building a friendship. Notice he didn't say continue dating. He said, continue building a friendship. Mm-hmm. Well, this is what he told me. So I continued to build a friendship boundaries. I never kissed Robert. I never kissed Robert until we started courting. So here's a year now, 6 months, another 6 months of being just friends, no benefits, and that's when the Lord leads me. This is the time. I've showed you enough about him, and that's the thing, ladies. God is not going to necessarily choose for you. He's going to show you and beam his light on somebody and say, this is a good pick. But ultimately, the decision is yours. And
yeah.
So that light's beaming, on Robert, and I found out enough about him, and I said, you know what, he has great qualities to be a husband, all of these wonderful things. I could see myself growing with him, maturing with him. I said, yes, we can grow together, and I decided, yes, and I went back to Robert. I said, Robert, I'm ready now. He's like, ready, I'm ready to enter a courting relationship, and he was on cloud nine that day, and we entered a courting relationship, friends for a year, recorded for another year, and then we got engaged, and 3 months after engagement, we got married.
Wow.
And that's as quick as, and that's what happens when it's the timing will of God, it speeds up. But in the beginning, you got to allow that time, and don't look at the time. Look at the fact that God is revealing everything about this person, because you're going to end up spending the rest of your life with someone either you regret saying I do to, or someone you say, yes, Lord, I chose the right one. I'm so happy with my choice.
Wow. For the listeners, I really, truly hope that you were inspired by Tanika's testimony and her story. And I hope that you take to heart all of the advice. Well, I guess I shouldn't say advice. All of the sound biblical counsel that she has given you and me. And I truly hope that you are able to practically apply it. However, if you want more information about Tanika, what she does, what she has to offer, Tanika, please give us your contact information, your website, and information about your book and other things that you might be up to that singles might be interested in.
Okay. Well, you can definitely visit my website at www.singlereadyandwaiting.com. You can also order the book there. It's on Kindle as well at Amazon, so you can get the Kindle edition there as well. And I offer whole without holes counseling, and this is what the Lord has called me to come alongside singles in their season to work on those areas that they know our wholes. And just becoming whole in Christ, there's testimonials on my website. So go to singleradioreading.com, as I said. The tab, Singles Counseling, click there. You'll see the singles that I've been able to come alongside with. It's 6 sessions, and it's awesome. And you will never be the same. You'll never be the same.
Awesome. So to our listeners, I'm so very honored that you have decided to tune in, and I look forward to serving you on your journey to Mr. or Mrs. Right. I'd love to hear from you, whether you have ideas for future shows or you just want answers to your questions. So please visit authorofmyfaith.com and leave me a message on the contact page, or just email me directly at afi@authorofaithmin.com. Until the next time, stay encouraged. Don't look to the left or the right, and don't, whatever you do, don't give up hope of meeting your Mr. or Mrs. Right.
Thank you for listening. Tune in again for more life strategies to help you live life in a different spirit.